Man, I'm kind of bummed that this is the very last episode in our first and second Thessalonians series. We've gone through the sermon series together as a church on Sundays, and I have personally enjoyed going through, especially at this pace, them individually on the podcast. I know we try to match it. It's been pretty close, and we've been able to go through Second Thessalonians because we move faster. I've enjoyed it personally, and I hope you have as well. So I'm kind of bummed that it's drawing to close, but it's a positive note because this is the end of the letter and we've studied it together. And so let's just read that. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The last few verses is 6 through 15. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have the right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times. In every way, the Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write you this greeting with my own hand. This is the sign of genuineness in every letter of mine. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The end. He's finished his letter to the Thessalonians. And so the context of this, again, we've said most of this has to do with the end times, and he's written it multiple times. They're confused, and people have been going around spreading rumors, even writing falsely in his name. And he's saying, this isn't true. What they got confused was the end times. The day of the Lord had already come, or was coming soon. Some people thought they missed out on it and were freaking out. And the other people, there's a bunch of people that are just being lazy. Now, people debate like what specifically caused this. Some scholars say that there's a certain people that quit their jobs because of that coming of the Lord Christ. They're like, well, if Jesus is coming back anyways, let's just sit back and relax and wait for the coming of the Lord. They're like really into the end times, so much so that they just quit working. Now, other scholars argue that this is more in reference to poor members of the church who were taking advantage of the rich members who were supporting them. And then I saw some other scholars talk about this idea of Roman patronage, and I'm not quite sure about all that. But the point is that they're slacking off, especially in regards to the last times. Like, if Jesus is coming back, then why bother with anything, okay? And so Paul's writing like, no, you got to get busy, you got to get working. And we know this 2,000-something years later, Jesus didn't come back yet. So it was pointless for them to just sit around and not work. They needed to be busy providing their lives. And more importantly, being an example, not only to other believers, but to the unbelievers who were around them. And so that's the context of what they're dealing with. Paul's correcting it again. It's one of the firmest points in all of these letters. And this is how he's ending. So he's like, y'all are doing good. Come on, guys. You need to work on this. Like, that's what he's getting after. And so as we apply this to our lives, the first point I wrote was just, it's pretty simple. Like, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Verse 11 says, for we hear that some of you walk in idleness. And so don't be lazy. This applies to us pretty easily. Like, we are called as Christians to continue to work. We need to work to earn a living. So don't be idle. And then, you know, what's even worse than that is it says, there's some of you that walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. So it's like not enough that they're just lazy, which would be bad enough, right? But it's that they're distracting other people from getting their work done, which is even worse. It's like, seriously? And so when it comes to like the Thessalonians are going through all this, you know, persecution and suffering, it's outside threats to the church. But what Paul's saying is like, don't be lazy. One of the greatest dangers is not necessarily a blatant attack from the outside, but a carelessness and laziness on the inside of the church. That's the worst enemy of the church, not necessarily persecution, but it crumbling from within. And case in point being lazy people and then distracting the actual people that are working from doing their work. Like, so Paul's like, stop, don't be lazy. And you see this in his other writings as well. You know, whatever your job is, like, it has value. Work is a pre-fall condition, and even after the gospel, it transcends why work is even more important to our gospel witness. Paul wrote in Colossians 3:23, it's a good one to memorize. He said, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. We do work for men, yes, you got to please your boss, but more than that is pleasing the Lord. Even when the boss is not looking, your work ethic is huge. And Paul writes to that on multiple occasions. So don't be lazy. And then the second thing I wrote is don't be weary. So there's the one side, the people are being lazy and then they're distracting the other people that are working. Well, Paul has something to say to them too. He says in verse 13, as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. And so specifically this, the right, like don't grow weary in doing the good, the right thing. Well, in this context, it may be specifically talking about them. Hey, you know what? If they're slacking off, do your work, right? Don't grow weary in doing your work. You pursue your work diligently and you do it as an example to others. All right. So that's kind of the immediate context. Don't grow weary, like get up, keep going to work, keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. If other people are slacking off, don't worry about them. You keep your head down. You keep doing what you're supposed to do. And then also, you know, it applies to the work part. But then at the end, he's like, you know, if people aren't obeying my instructions, like, don't mess with them. Like, just get away from them. Don't treat them like an enemy, but instead warn him as a brother. And so that, don't be weary. Get up and keep working. But also don't be weary in pursuing the growth of others. So this isn't just like writing people off. That's not what Paul's talking about. He says, have nothing to do with him that he may be ashamed. Verse 15, do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. And so this is this not just writing people off, but being intentional in our relationship with people, even people that are being disobedient or maybe not working hard or whatever area they're faltering in. We specifically and intentionally show them, right? This isn't just writing them out and never talking to them again. This is just a picture of church discipline. And so the end, that's the book. Paul gets these more firm corrections that he wants the Thessalonians to make. Don't be lazy. Don't be weary. Keep on keeping on. And then he signs off. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And so the already but not yet. Their time has gone and Jesus hadn't come back yet. We're waiting for Jesus to come back. Let's get busy in the meantime. We have stuff to do. And so I hope walking through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians has been helpful and enjoyable for you all. Y'all stay tuned. We're starting, Easter's coming up next weekend. And so we start Holy Week on Monday. And we're going to be walking through what Jesus was doing each individual day of the week. Y'all have a great one. We'll see you then. Mm-hmm.